Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And while we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign, this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Okay.
Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, as you are aware, very few people actually vote on Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or maybe not registered to vote?
Definitely likely to vote.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75?
That one you just said, to 65.
Okay. 56 to 65. All right. Thank you.
Thank
you. All right, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, right direction.
Right direction. All right, ma'am. From the following, which sets of issues are the most important to you and your family right now? Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., economic issues like taxes and government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, affordability issues
but
like inflation.
Economic crime and immigration.
Okay, public safety, crime, and illegal immigration. Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, now you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one will be Kerry Baker, favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know that person.
Okay, never heard. Okay, Addie Owens.
Not heard.
Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Nan Cobb.
Never heard of the person.
Keith Farner.
Nope. Never heard.
Mark Jordan.
Never heard.
Anthony Sabatini.
I've heard of the name, but not sure what they're running for.
Okay, so no opinion on him? Or
no.
Okay, Mike Levin.
I've heard of the name, but no opinion.
Okay, David Jordan.
Don't know them.
And last, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Ari Owens, or Mike Levin?
I don't know. Undecided.
Undecided, okay. All right, ma'am, if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Maybe Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Addie Owens, or Mike Levin?
Undecided.
Okay. All right, man. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Not changed much.
Okay. All right, ma'am, generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving millions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. That's option one. The option two says bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for, you know, for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
The second one.
The second one, okay. All right, man, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Okay, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The other one said, well, I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump. I am somewhat sympathetic towards him.
The second one.
His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Okay, and the third one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along he has, you know, severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, you know, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which one?
No,
first, second, and third?
Second.
Second one, okay. All right, ma'am, and as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraisal has been in the news, you know, recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate. So he wouldn't have to pay a $10,000 fee, you know, to run as Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid a $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election, is for property appraiser, Mike Jordan will be, you know, the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Okay, the first one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has the right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just, you know, file as a Republican and pay the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary, and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull off the first one and has nobody but himself to blame. Okay, that's the first one. The second one says this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan, you know, to steal the property appraiser position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions, and is being sued for this. Which one do you agree with most, the first one or the second one?
I'm not familiar with the issue going on, so.
Okay. Okay. All right, no problem. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey, okay? I really appreciate your time. I'm only going to read you, if you knew the following statements about candidate were true, would each make you, you know, more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate if the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one says, a candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance, you know, was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less, or make no difference to you?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. What about a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Less likely.
Much or just somewhat less likely?
Much.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Would that make you much more likely to vote for him? Someone more likely, or someone less, or much less?
More likely. More likely.
Okay. More likely. All right, a candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Less likely.
Somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
More likely, yep.
More likely, okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Less likely.
Okay, would that be much or just somewhat?
Much.
Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is in the, you know, is the largest lobbyist for big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Less likely.
Okay, yes, ma'am. After this candidate things, we're done. Okay.
Okay.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in effort, you know, to buy a seat in a state government.
Well, everybody spends the money. No, doesn't make a
difference. Oh, okay, no difference. Okay, a candidate who has served on the, you know, Austin City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Less likely.
Much or just somewhere?
Much.
Okay.
Much.
A candidate who says, you know, they are, quote, seeking power at the state level, so I can return the power to you at the local level.
More likely.
More likely. Okay. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from colleagues and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Much less likely.
Okay, and a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Payton Greenell and Gary Borders.
I don't know those people, so no comment.
Okay, no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and the last one says a candidate who supports terms limits for members of Congress.
Much likely.
Much more likely. Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for demographic questions before we finish the survey, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. All right, ma'am, and what was the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's.
Okay, postgraduate degree. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice on issues of abortion?
Lean more to pro-life.
Would that be just somewhat pro-life or strongly pro-life?
Somewhat.
Okay, pro-life, right. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes the survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.